we're doing today, too.
We're live. Okay, come back to order.
Where are we at on the lockout provisions?
Lockout.
What page in line?
Mr. Chair and members, that would be in Article 4, beginning on page R4. And it would be House Sections 5, 6, 7, and 8, with an amendment on Section 8 on page R6, line 78.9 of the House, to delete 156 weeks and replace that with 26 weeks.
I will make that motion, Mr. Chair.
Where is that?
78.9.
All right, this is the lockout language. Is there any discussion?
Where is it?
You guys have driven a tough bargain. We've gone from 36 months to 26 weeks.
Any comments or questions?
R6.
Seeing none. All those in favor of the House, what sections are there?
House Sections 5, 6, 7, and 8.
5, 6, 7, and 8 on Article...
Article 4, pages R4 through R6.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion adopted. Do we have an amendment on Made in Minnesota?
It's part of the energy section.
We're not going to do those
things.
Yeah.
I know, but I was thinking we should just...
Let's finish this.
Oh, it's in the energy.
I agree.
Let's get added to this section.
We can do it all
separate. All right. Well, appointment fee, where are we?
Did you go up there? You said it.
Article 7, page R1.
R1?
Section 1, Senate Section 6, and it's the same language.
We haven't adopted it yet.
Mr. Chair, we didn't adopt it because it was a money, fiscal thing.
Oh, okay.
R1 carries over to R2. Article 7.
Want the House or the Senate? Bombers.
Came in both.
Senator Metzen moves the Senate language then. Section 6 of R1, R2, Article 7.
Section 2 of the bullion stuff?
Is it relative to what I just said?
Well, it's the bullion stuff.
Bullions.
It's not relative to this motion, right? Okay. So on Senator Metzen's motion on Section 6 of Article 8, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Section 6.
Okay. You said Section 6.
On page R2, which would be Section 2 of the House. This is...
We have this? Yes. Oh. Why don't we... Wait a few seconds.
Please. We'll move that.
Is this in the spreadsheet then already?
The fee itself, yes.
Mr. Chairman?
It's in the spreadsheet, but the writer is going to have to read that if a bill that requires a registration for bullion dealers passes the 2000, because I think the language is elsewhere. And so we've got it in the spreadsheet, but it's a zero sum because the fees are what it costs to do the regulation. So,
so we got to move this.
Hello? It's on the spreadsheet. You know, I mean, would do is pay for that other bill, and it would only be available to the department if that other bill passes.
Representative Atkins moves Section 2 page R2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion adopted. Yeah, we gotta go for a roll call. Okay, committee for recess.
Let's get her done. Let's go.
Yeah, committee will come back to order. The broadband amendment. Can we do this already?
The amendment that you're getting, the broadband amendment, this will replace language you adopted earlier in the A105 amendment. This is the Office of Broadband from Commerce.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd like to move reconsideration of the A105 original one and then substitute this particular amendment. And what this amendment does, Mr. Chair, the main thing is, Ms. Newman references that it makes clear that the Office of Broadband will be indeed. And this is a piece in the valley item between the Department of Commerce and DEED and the broadband task force appointed by the governor. They're all on board that language works.
This is all the language. This is not being added to some other language.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So on... Is there any comments or questions on this? Seeing none, this is called the House Research Analyst ALN Broadband Amendment, moved by Representative Johnson. All of the favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion adopted. Petroleum inspection fee.
Mr. Chair, this is in Article 7. Page R7, House Section 7 and Senate Section 18. And I believe the spreadsheet corresponding
to Section 7. That'd be the lady next year to the right. You can't read that yet. We doing that for
Senator Sparks will move Section 7 on the House side.
Hey, Mike.
Do you have the amendment?
Any discussion?
I know I don't.
Seeing none, all those in favor signify.
Wait a minute. Let all the people get the line because they're going.
Petrol fee.
I wasn't paying attention.
And this, Mr. Chairman, if I might, we funded what the Senate wanted to do. We just put it on the spreadsheet so we're not having to increase the fee here.
That's correct. Okay, so that's why we're taking the House language. So we're taking the House language, yes.
That's Senator Sparks' motion.
So we're not.
Yeah, we funded it with general fund money in the spreadsheet. Yeah. Okay. So Senator Sparks refuses the motion on Section 7. All of the House sides, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion adopted.
Members, the next item is on page R12 of Article 7. It is unclaimed property language, House Section 12.
Is this that thing where you go on the website and find out if you got any unclaimed property and your name might be there? So that's exactly, is that what is not claimed for this year? Is that what this is all about? Or?
Mr. Chairman, what this, I'll move the language, and it we're actually taking out is on lines 119.7 through 119.11. You'll see that we're striking that language, which would have otherwise sunsetted this item and not continued it. You see it how it says shall sunset June 30th, 2015. This is the department's effort at additional compliance for the unclaimed property.
So is this 375 in the spreadsheet, or is this just something that's already in the...
I'll yield to Mr. Soderberg, but it's within the 4.2 figure, the 4.247. is already in the bill, so this language spends a portion of that 4247 and continues that on, without it sunsetting.
We're talking about R12 administrative services in Article 7. But can you put your microphone in front of you?
Mr. Chairman, this again is a spreadsheet item. I would recommend that the committee adopt this. The money's in the tails, and I think the Senate has the same number in the tails. So this just makes sure that the sunset is picked up.
Shouldn't we put the website here, too, where you can find out if you have unclaimed property? No, okay, all right. Representative Atkins moves Section 12, page R12. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion adopted. So is that it? Technical.
Members, in unemployment article, so that's in Article 4, page R4, got to another amendment that needs to be made in house language, line 76.23 and 76.24, the last sentence needs to be struck that says this clause does not apply to individuals, and that does not conform with federal UI law. That needs to come out. Of the House.
Mr. Chairman, that was just a mistake we made when we drafted. I'll move that.
Representative Atkins makes that motion. Representative Gunther, can you put the microphone in front of your mouth?
How can this apply to professional sports teams with this threshold?
Chair, the information that we got from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, which they got from the U.S. Department of Labor, was that it was the income threshold that's the violation. You can't put an income test on UI benefits.
Thank you.
Insurance. On that motion, Chair. Senator Westrom.
Chair, is this the unemployment benefits?
This is the lockout language. Yes.
What's the language being proposed to affect?
26 weeks.
26 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that an additional to the standard?
Yes. And this is removing. What is this removing? The professional sports clause, or what is
that's
that?
That's removing. Mr. Chair, as counsel stated or staff stated, the federal Department of Labor informed us that you cannot put income limits, you cannot income limit unemployment benefits. Doesn't matter whether you made a dollar or you made $1 billion, if you had a job and you paid into UI, you can get them. So we can't put a limit on it for professional sports athletes.
So, Mr. Chair, Senator Mahoney, up to the cap you're eligible for, everybody is able to collect. Is that right?
That would be correct, Senator Westrom. If you are eligible up to the cap, and what this we changed from 36 months down to 26 weeks.
So just if I can get this clear, current law would allow them 26 weeks standard.
Correct.
Unless there's an extension.
Correct.
This would say in a lockout situation, instead of up to 3 years or 1 year we once had in the Senate bill, it would be 26 weeks additional.
That's correct.
So, that is correct.
Generally, basically, a little over a year, 54 weeks, or 52 weeks, I guess, 1 year.
52 and whatever extensions might be in there with that the federal government may offer at that time.
Okay. But certainly, I think, came in the right direction, Mr. Chair. And
definitely something you can vote for now.
I didn't say
I'd be looking for
I
that
didn't
one.
Like that.
On the Mahoney motion.
I'll follow a representative, the good representative from Fairmont.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion adopted. Anything else that's technical? Go ahead.
Are we getting to the energy stuff? Or?
Getting close,
yeah.
Can I just talk a little bit about some language in the Senate bill, and I believe I know the fate of it, but it would be the language that we tried with the house sprinklers. If there's an appetite from conferees, I would appreciate any feedback, but I think this is something that really we should offer our home builders and construction trades and the home owners that are ultimately going to bear the cost of the building code now requiring sprinklers in houses 4,500 square foot, counting the basements, finished or unfinished, going forward. And I just want to at least be on the record saying I wish, and if we can get the support of the House, this would be a provision I think that would be much appreciated by small business owners, future home builders, future homeowners, and those across the state. Rural Minnesota is disproportionately going to be hit heavier with this expense just because there's so many houses that have well water, and with well waters, the costs go up even higher. It's about $2 a square foot from the estimates that I've been getting, and I think many people have been getting $3 or $4 a square foot depending upon the capacity of the well and if you need to put a second well in or additional pumps. And so I think the Senate had the right language, and I just wanted to speak in favor of that. And if there's any House members that would be willing to entertain this, I think it would be a good initiative for us to do in this bill.
Representative Mahoney. Mr. Chair, members, I don't want to belabor the point, but I will remind all members that the governor has vetoed this particular provision twice. I'm sure although I haven't personally talked to the governor, he has. This is an awful lot of work, an awful lot of good stuff in this bill. I would not want to get the ire of the governor just over sprinklers. And should probably let the department do its job and come up with a good idea on how to do it. They do know that one body of this particular legislature has already taken a vote and said that they don't even like fire sprinklers. Hopefully the department can take a note from that.
The Senate would love to put it in, but I realize that I can't. So,
but Mr. Chair, and I won't belabor this. Representative Mahoney, just think of the good points in this bill. The governor couldn't hardly, he'd almost have to look past it, wouldn't he? He couldn't possibly veto some of these good provisions just over a sprinkler tax, could he?
You know, Senator, I almost called you Representative. Senator Westrom, it's always hard to look into the mind of another politician, but I don't want to risk it. You know, I'm really not a big risk taker.
Governor really likes firemen. I found that out. So. Oh yeah, here's another one. We got to do.
We should move on to the next last amendment.
Senator Westrom, thank you for that. Because I would like to do that myself. But anyway, go ahead, Representative Mahoney, on this one.
Mr. Chair, I would move the CC-1 amendment. Now, you know, apparently, Alina Health has purchased the Courage Center, and the Courage Center had a contract with Deed and has for many, many years. Again, a number of lawyers decided to sit down, and they're concerned that they may not be able to work with the Courage Center or get a contract from Deed. What this is an amendment that allows them to, it gives them cover, to give a contract to the Courage Center for extended employment, or using extended employment funds, and then to come back within 1 year and explain, or at least have good contract language that they can use and give our legislative blessing to. I wish this had come up sooner. It was fairly late in the game, about 3 hours ago. I'm just surprised that there's lawyers working at 7:30 at night. This should be a rider to the appropriation, Mr. Chair.
And this is not a cost item, correct?
No, it is not.
This is just a... This is something. Yeah.
It's just a something.
Yeah. Does anybody want to comment on this or explain it? Or?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm Jan Malcolm, the Chief Executive Officer of the Courage Center. What you're looking at, and we very much appreciate the late nature of this, is a program that Courage Center has had with DEED for 30 years, serving people with severe disabilities on the Extended Employment Program. This simply allows us, allows DEED to continue to work with us for a year, allowing Allina Health, and this merger is not yet effective. It will be effective on June 1st. It's a merger between Courage and Allina. It just is an extension of our current contract or permission for DEED to continue to contract with us until we can come up with a more permanent approach to DEED's requirements that providers under this provision be primarily in the business of employment.
I think this is, what was that word I used before?
Just innocuous. A little innocuous amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, any comments or questions from the committee? Okay, then Representative Mahoney moves the CC1 rider. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Adopted.
Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
Oh, Gene Lee, the president of the executive director of the Children's Hope International, they want to be able to hook up, the way I understand it, to the web site link for nonprofit organizations. I'm not sure. I think every member's got a copy of it. I'm not sure.
What's the amendment?
Mr. Chair, it's the A45 amendment, and as I understand it, there was a bill earlier this session, and I believe Ms. Lee has been working with the Department of Commerce on this is in the chapter of law regarding as information on mortgage counselors, and this would put in that section that the department would have to put information on counseling certification entities and then have links to certified counselors and counseling agencies provided on the website. And I believe she's been working with Commerce, and I don't believe that there's a problem with putting this out there, but she's been working to get information on their website.
Any discussion?
Just to say that anybody has worked this hard to get something in here, get our consideration.
Okay with this? Are you okay with this? any discussion? Seeing none.
Mr. Chairman, if I might,
Representative Atkins.
Where I left it with the department was I think they were going to work with Ms. Lee offline, not with the need to have it in statute, but offline with her to try to accommodate what she was talking about. I'm just always a little leery about putting something actually in the statute. And so where I left it literally just moments ago with the department was that they were going to continue that discussion with Ms. Lee and try to figure out what the best way to accommodate that is, rather than placing it in statute. I just wanted to make sure that the department was where they left it with me as of 15 minutes ago or half an hour ago.
Ms. Lee.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Gene Lee, President and Executive Director, Children's Hope International, R&R Family Centers, and for the Asian Pacific American Housing Consortium and others.
Say that fast three times. No, just kidding.
Okay, thank you. The problem has been we started this piece tied to a Department of Commerce section of law that related to housing counselors that already exists in law. We were trying to amend that back in 2009 with Senator Scheid. The problem was we also tied it to changes we tried to make in the Department Minnesota Housing Finance Agency section, so that delayed the process. So this year we separated it out and had sections travel separately so that this section, the language was already out there. The prior predecessors of the Department of Commerce, as far as the commissioner's office and the representative, were okay with putting that language in. But like I say, it was because it was tied to housing language under 462 or the department section, it didn't get through that process. Now, with this particular bill that got separated out, it didn't have a hearing because an administrator didn't think it was important enough. And I mentioned that it's important enough because we've had losses of housing counselors. We've lost clients, not just ourselves, but members of the consortium, which are many service provider agencies. And income as a result of not having this particular thing known to the consumers and to other professionals in the field. And what we had asked for was that just like the Department of Commerce is in charge of listing all the bankers, all the realtors, these are professionals, these are certified counselors and counseling agencies, that the public be aware that these agencies exist. There's only four of them. There's only been one that's been promoted. We also mentioned HUD, because there was an issue as far as by only listing one, it violated antitrust issues. And so we're saying there are four, and the other two needed to remain. So this is what we had asked, and it does belong in the Commerce section, and if we can't, it'll have to be an issue where other legislation will, as far as the fixes, will have to point to the section, so it needed to be in there to be able to point to. So... That was the gist of it. Thank you.
Some advice from somebody that talking about if we just kind of made this a study, just for the possibility of providing this service. If somebody look at it, I think that's what kind of what Senator or Representative Atkins was talking about.
So you want to change the amendment to a study?
Yeah.
The Senator's comfortable with that.
Yeah, I think that let's do that now. And
Keeps the department moving.
Suggestion.
And it's not dead. I mean, you know, so we'll get a study out of it and see what happens.
Mr. Chair and members, I think what we could do is definitely not codify it. Obviously, we won't codify it. No, it'll be in a different section and just require that the department study the issue of placing links on the website to these counseling agencies. Study the possibility of providing this information on its website.
No funding.
And work with interested stakeholders.
Let me make that speech.
Are we amending this amendment? Are you fixing this amendment for me?
Mr. Chair, members, if I could clarify, there were links to only four certifying agencies, and each of the four agencies, one is a certifying agency through an act of Congress, and the other is Minnesota Mortgage Prevention Foreclosure Prevention Association. The one that's by an act of Congress is NeighborWorks America, and the Housing Committee and others have heard me testify.
We got that. We're trying to help you out here, so let us do this here. So, Ms. Stoyl.
Mr. Chair, I think what we could do is strike on 1.5. We'd get rid of the codification section and study. We could insert. I would just call information on counseling agencies. And on 1.6, say the department shall study the possibility of providing on its after strike provide on 1.6 and insert shall study the possibility of providing, and then it's on its internet website. And maybe on line 1.9, I could insert that the department shall consult with interested stakeholders in studying this issue.
Okay.
There we go.
How does that sound, Senator?
Well, that's wonderful. That's just what I was
saying. Okay. Senator Metz will incorporate that into his A45 amendment. How does that work? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion adopted. Senator Westrom.
I've got a very important amendment. I'll let our staff read it. My fingers are wore out. I can't do that. But it deals with a road up in former Representative Rukavina's area, and just I'll let Whiskey Road and making sure the interest of money that's sitting aside to fix that road goes towards repairing that road, and that they also collect some interest on it when the money's sitting until they get the project done.
Go ahead, read the
Mr. Chair, members, this would be an Article 8 on the Senate side. This would be a new section, uncodified. Section 11 would read Whiskey Road Improvements. The money being held for the Whiskey Road Improvement Project by St. Louis County shall accrue at the market interest rate and must be used for improvements to the road.
Okay. Here the city of Biwabik.
Here the city of Biwabik.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Can that be amendable?
Maybe.
Can you change the name Whiskey Road to the Lucadina Road?
Ooh, would he like that? He wouldn't want any center lines on it, though.
Oh, yes, and remove. All right.
Okay. On the Western Amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
What happened? Aye. You say no. They don't come back to us?
Yes, I think so. He won't stop calling you. What?
We do have one more technical amendment that was requested by Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. This provision is being, it's, I will hand it out, I guess.
Let's go do our roll call.
Can I make the motion? We are allowed to go past midnight at PP. All those in favor?
You mean we can't go past midnight?
We can't go past midnight.
Not unless we vote on it.
Well, let's wait a little while.
I like that.
I might not want to go past midnight.
We're past, Mr. Chair, we're past it.
Chair? Vote on this question.
Passing up at 8:49. We're in recess.
It's in recess.
Kim, you staying or?
I think he left.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you're going to go?
Committee will come back to order. Doyle. Ms. Doyle.
Mr. Chair, we have the A49 amendment.
Let's listen, everybody.
This amendment was requested by the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency, and it is something that is being carried in a potential bonding bill, but I think they want it also contained in our bill. It does relate to our bill, and I also need to make a technical amendment to the amendment, and it would be after line 1.26, I would insert an effective date stating that this section is effective the day following final enactment.
Okay. Any questions on this? Does anybody need to comment on it? Seeing no comments or questions, all those in favor of the wait a minute. Who wants to move it?
I will.
Representative Atkins. Well, we'll give Representative Gunther. Representative Gunther moves the A49 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion is adopted. And what's left?
Some small little thing here, half a dozen articles, I think.
Got this.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Atkins, moving the, can we hand this out to everybody, the 8114 amendment?
I just want to make sure it's distributed, Mr. Chairman.
Let's hand it out and distribute it to everybody so everybody sees it.
I think those who care about it are quite familiar with it. This is the energy omnibus bill that was buttoned up somewhere near a day ago at this point, 19 hours ago or so. My understanding is it's a compromise that's been arrived at by the conference committee. We are placing it in our bill because it's obviously got their budget falls within, energy-related budget falls within the Commerce Department. And with the compromise coming out of the conference committee, I'd be happy to roll that into this bill and I'd move it.
Okay. Representative Atkins moves the A114 amendment. Does anybody want to comment on it? Really? This is good.
Everybody must love it.
All right.
Like it.
Okay, going once. Senator Saxhawk.
So
Who, is there any exclusions in this bill?
Yeah, I think so.
Where would they be located?
All over. I think they're on page 16.
Why don't we ask the rest of the department to come to the table?
There we go.
Maybe doesn't need a copy of the bill. She probably has it memorized.
Representative Hortman, welcome to the conference committee.
Thank you, Senator Tomassoni. Senator Saxhog, the language that you are referring to was offered by Representative Dill on the House floor and is in the conference committee report.
You know where it is so you can look at it?
This is, well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Westrom?
Maybe she could just review it quick with us. I've heard kind of mixed feedback already, and I'm not real sure either. Is it originally the Senate bill at least had some exclusions of certain providers and things or certain sizes of consumers? Can you just give us a quick rundown of that, Representative Ortman?
Senator Saxhog.
And Mr. Chair and Representative Ortman, just wondering, for instance, if co-ops are excluded.
Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Senator Tomassoni. Senator Saxhog, yes, municipal power associations and cooperative power associations are fully excluded from the reach of this bill.
21.
Senator Westrom, to your question, the provision that was in the Senate bill that had the exclusion of certain industries was cleaned up a little, and that same idea was carried over in the House bill on the House floor. And so since the House language is more developed, in my understanding, more to the agreement of Senator Saxhog and Representative Dill, that was the language we adopted.
And
Senator Saxhog.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hortman, where is that?
Page 21.
21? Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. All right.
Mr. Chair and Senator Saxhog, 21.7 through 21.18 or 14. 21.7 to 21.14.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments or questions? Either of you authors want to make any comments on this?
Mr. Chair, it will not get us to where Italy is, but it's a nice first step.
That was an inside suggestion. Senator Westrom.
Mr. Chair, just to follow up with Senator Saxhog, the co-ops and munis, and I've just heard Hall chatter that they weren't excluded in the final deal, and you said they are. Can I just, so we're talking on the same page.
It's the meter.
The one, we're talking 1.5% solar mandate by 2020?
Correct.
Not 2025?
Correct.
But it's the IOUs, the investor-owned utilities, not the co-ops or munis that have to meet that mandate at all.
Correct. That's correct, Senator Westrom.
Good. But we did move it up 5 years to 2020. Is that
Senator
right?
Westrom, the House position of 2% by 2020 and 4% by 2025 and the Senate position of 1% by 2025 resulted in a compromise of 1.5% by 2020.
Any other comments or questions of anybody in the audience? See no more further comments. Then Representative Atkins renews his motion on the 114 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. Does that conclude everything that we have to do for the conference committee? Any other amendments? Okay, then apparently we're not going to button her up tonight.
And you said.
I did. So.
Oh, 39 minutes. 29 minutes, I'll button it up.
Yeah, well, you won't have any senators here. But anyway, we're gonna hold this over until tomorrow, and we'll come back in. We'll come back in the morning or in the afternoon or something to whatever the final motion is that we make to close the conference committee.
Make the motion to make a technical correction.
And we should maybe do that right now, huh? Make that motion that
you can
any
do the
technical.
Draft report then.
Yeah, you can do the draft report, then we can do technical corrections, right? So do we have?
Motion to instruct staff to make any technical corrections as necessary
assembling the
draft conference committee report.
On that motion, all the favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion adopted. Okay, thank you all, Representative.
So we'll be getting the new spreadsheet then to report.
We have it in the spreadsheet right here if you want to see it, I guess.
Yes,
we have it.
Yeah. So thank you all very much. That was a very, very enjoyable conference committee. I enjoyed working with you guys. And,
I'm just disappointed.
I thought we weren't that done.
Well, we can still do that because we haven't buttoned up the report yet.
Tomorrow, bring the amendment. We'll be friends.
So thank you all, and meeting adjourned.
You can make the motion on your whiskey.
Yeah.